Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I have a show lined up today, which of course will be a little bit different because it's really about two different topics. We've just had Easter weekend, and we're just coming up to Anzac Day in New Zealand. And this show reflects both of those things. We've got some Easter songs from gospel songs, lots of those in the bluegrass genre. And we've got some war songs, for want of a better description, of songs about war and situations that occurred during war and people returning home from war, and a couple of different things there that I hope you're going to enjoy. The first one I'm going to play for you is one from my old friend Bill Clifton, and this is a song that he really enjoyed singing. He loved to do it, and I love this song. It's one called Mary Dear, and it's doesn't come from a bluegrass writer. It comes from a New York writer, a sort of one of the paid songwriters. About 1917 it was written, so it must have been written about the First World War. And it's a beautiful story about returning home after a war. The song's called Mary Dear. Here's Bill Clifton to do it for you.
Mary, I must go. Settle out now, don't grieve so, for its duty calls me far across the sea. Take this autumn leaf of gold, then the maid will never grow. Always wear it next to heart and think of me. meet me yonder down the lane. When I come back home again, neath the tree where this autumn leaf once grew. Kiss me, Mary, then we'll part, said the lad with a broken heart. When the leaves begin to fall, I'll be with you. I'll be there, Mary dear, I'll be there. When the fragrance of the roses fills the air, neath that oak tree grand and tall, when the leaves begin to fall, I'll be there, yes, I'll be there, sweet Mary dear. Of his comrades taken leave, they're now home again, the transport has come back. If she loved you long ago, she won't love you less, I know. And one arm will do to hold her to you, Jack. It was autumn time again, as he wandered down the lane. There beneath that old oak tree he found a grave. There he knelt in silent prayer, for the one he loved slept there. And the tears fell on the golden leaf she gave. I'll be there, Mary dear, I'll be there. When the fragrance of the roses fills the air, neath that oak tree grand and tall, when the leaves begin to fall, I'll be there, yes, I'll be there, sweet Mary dear.
Oh, that was Bill Clifton and singing with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. So that must have been recorded in 1970 at the 1970 National Banjo Pickers Convention, which is always held at Easter for those 4 years that the convention ran. And I learnt that song off Bill and I've enjoyed it. The Country Gentlemen learnt it off Bill. They did recorded the first version with him, and John Duffy just loved the song, and he did a wonderful version of it as well. Looking through some CDs I found on a Blue Highway CD, the one called Wondrous Love, a song called The Ground Is Level at the Foot of the Cross. So I guessed it could either be an engineering song, talking about site engineering and maybe building a house or something, or Foot of the Cross, could be Easter. So we're going to have a listen to that song. This is Blue Highway, Tim Stafford on guitar and vocals, Sean Lane on mandolin, Wayne Taylor on the bass, Rob Eichstobro, Jason Burleson on banjo. They all do vocals. They're all fine singers. And this song is just a little different. The ground is level at the foot of the cross.
If you measure the gain, better count the cost, cause the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Take heart, my brothers, in the wild you're lost, cause the ground is level at the foot of the cross. You can judge your brother by his fortune size, but we're all the same in the good Lord's eyes. Your sister by the deed she's done, but we're judged in heaven by the carpenter's son. If you measure the gain, better count the cost, cause the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Why gain the world if your soul's been lost, cause the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Rich man, poor man, they gon' fade away, but they gon' on the judgment day. Four men are sitting at the Lord's right hand, just a rocking in the bosom of Abraham. If you measure the gain, better count the cost, cause the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Why gain the world if your soul's been lost, cause the ground is level at the foot of the cross.
praying and a tipping on the bended knee. One begged for mercy to the Lord, he cried, and he met his Savior on the other side. If you measure the gain, you better count the cost, cause the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Why gain the world if your soul's been lost, cause the ground is level at the foot of the cross.
What did you think of that? But a little bit hard to follow the words, but I'm sure the intention is great. Time we had a mandolin tune, and from my good friend Jean-Luc Leroux, who plays some amazingly good mandolin from his album Mandology, I've chosen a song, The Flair Session Breakdown, and he's got some wonderful French musicians on this, including the great Jean-Marie Redon on banjo, but I'd make a real mess of pronouncing the name, so I won't do it. Jean-Luc wrote the tune, and he's got some fine musicians backing him. Here is The Flair Session Breakdown. Thank you. Oi! Oh, that's a tune from the very inventive and very creative and very dexterous Jean-Luc Leroux, the Flair Session breakdown there. a bit of noise coming on at the end of the song, which sounded really good. Let's hear from the Bluegrass Album Band now. This is from the album California Connection. This was the volume 3 of the series that they put out. Tony Rice on guitar, J.D. Crowe on banjo, Dor Lawson mandolin, Bobby Hicks fiddle, Todd Phillips bass, and this album had Jerry Douglas on dobro. He joined in with them. And this is a Bill Monroe song I've chosen. It's one called Letter from My Darling. Some absolutely classic bluegrass there. Just loved Dor Lawson's tenor voice. I know he didn't sing tenor much in his own band. He always had tenor singers, but I just love the blend he gets with Tony Rice there. And J.D. Crowe's banjo solo was a masterpiece of simplicity, wasn't it? All you banjo players out there, that's the way to play it, nice and straight. Love it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, your host, and I'm playing bluegrass music from my shelves of CDs and LPs. No LPs today, just CDs. So, and our theme is Easter and Anzac Day coming up. So we've got songs that lean in both those directions. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. So if you're wondering about the odd accent, I'm from New Zealand and have been listening to and playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s and loving it and accumulating lots of media along the way regarding bluegrass music. So I love reading the books and playing the music, and I enjoy playing banjo and dobro and a bit of guitar and a bit of mandolin, and I just wish I was better at guitar and mandolin than I am now. My fingers are getting a bit old these days, but I could still blunder my way through some things. Anyway, it's great to be able to present my hobby to you. I hope you enjoy my take on bluegrass music here from here in Hamilton, New Zealand. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a great music shop in Anglesey Street in Hamilton, and anything you want musically, you can go in there and get it, from a new guitar to a new violin to strings and straps and picks and even advice on buying instruments and playing music. They've got lots of instruction manuals and very helpful people in the shop, and they'll help you and sort out your musical needs for you. Shearer's Music Works, they do a great job of sponsoring music and supporting music in Hamilton and the wider Hamilton area in New Zealand here. What are we going to hear? High Fidelity, lovely band. I was introduced to this band by my friend Bruce O'Hara, who said, "You want to listen to High Fidelity? I think you'll like them." And he was dead right, I sure do. And for our Easter show, they have the classic, The Cry from the Cross, which I always associate with the Stanley Brothers. They do a great version of this song. Jeremy Stevens on guitar and lead vocals, Karina Rose Logston Stevens, his wife, on fiddle and harmony vocals, Kurt Stevenson on banjo and harmony vocals, and Vicky Vaughan on bass. And Daniel Armick wasn't really a part of the band, although he played on four tracks on this album. Great album, recorded in 2016. Here they are doing The Cry from the Cross.
About the break of dawn, a great trial was in session. They tried her blessed Lord. They scorned him and they mocked him. They made him carry the cross. From top of Calvary Mountain, they crucified my Lord.
Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgive him, blessed Father, he died upon the cross.
On St. Peter with eyes of perfect love. St. Peter's heart was broken. He prayed to God above.
Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgive them, blessed Father. He died upon the cross.
Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from law.
Graves were open wide. An earthquake shook Jerusalem. The dead walked into town. The multitudes were frightened. God's wrath came pouring down.
Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgive him, blessed Father. He died upon
Oh, that is a good song. Always enjoyed the Standing Brothers singing it, but I really like that version from High Fidelity. I hope you did too. Great song. One of my favourite songs from John Reichman and the Jaybird is coming up next. I saw this band at the Father's Day Festival in Grass Valley in California one of the times I went there, and I just loved the way they played their music, and their approach to the music is sort of like a folky approach to bluegrass, and I'm sure they would admit to that too. That's made more obvious by the fact that Nick Hornbuckle, the banjo player, plays two-finger style rather than three-finger style that has a certain lilt to it. Jim Nunnally plays guitar. He's a foundation of many bluegrass bands in the California and further north areas. Greg Spatz on fiddle, Trisha Gagnon on bass, and she does a lot of the lead singing, and John Reichman on the mandolin. He gets to sing a bit too and do some harmony. They got a great band sound, but this song is very special. It's a popular song of the Civil War era, written in 1864 by two Englishmen, W.T. Wright and J.E. Carpenter, and was published first in the Confederate States. Their version is quite different from the original. I've seen the music written out, and I tried to work out how they related together, but John Reichman and the Jaybirds just make this song their own, and it's called Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still. And it's just a story of a sailor's memory of this woman's bright smile.
It's been a year since last we met. We may never meet again. I have struggled to forget, but the struggle was in vain. For her voice lives on the breeze, and her spirit comes at will. In the midnight on the sea, her bright smile haunts me still. In the midnight on the seas, her bright smile haunts me still. And I have sailed the falling sky, charted hazards path. I have seen the storm arise like a giant in his wrath. Every danger I have known that a reckless life can fill. Though her presence is not still, though her presence is now flown.